Alright everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I'd like to do is discuss something that came up in a recent chat I had with some guy named Storm from South Africa. We were discussing artificial intelligence and female validation, and how both of us agreed that validation from a real woman will always trump what you can get from computer software. You know that it's just software and it's not going to be a living, breathing woman giving you her attention while trying to steal your pension. The topic of AI led to Storm saying he believes it has more to do with philosophy instead of technology. I agreed with him and it came down to the difference between intelligence and consciousness. Human beings are intelligent. Even an ant is intelligent because it has ways to sense its environment and respond accordingly. Whether or not the lefty NPC types out there have consciousness, however, is a different question. A lot of the time we do things unconsciously like driving a car or typing on our keyboards. We don't think about when we're typing on keys and breaking our car in a road. It happens automatically and our mind is usually elsewhere thinking about where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish on said keyboard. It's like there are two different things happening at the same time. The unconscious operating the machine and the conscious mind dealing with higher functions. The unconscious is responding to a series of inputs. We had to first consciously learn to drive or type using error correction. And once we became good at it, we no longer had to think about it consciously when we did it. We just did it. So that brings up the difference between artificial intelligence versus artificial consciousness. We can program computers to do things like text-to-speech or figure out what types of YouTube content we like and give us more of the same. That's artificial intelligence, but not artificial consciousness. We don't really know what brings about consciousness, but we can replicate basic intelligence. Artificial intelligence is slowly but surely reshaping our world, and will replace most jobs one day. But how will all that free time break society and reorder our social relationships? Storm brought up the idea that our society would look like an insect colony, with the queen at the top, and chads being the higher-end males in the colony that she breeds with, while her simps are at the bottom, who were the worker bees. I pointed out that the worker bees were typically female, and that was a better example that we might actually expect into the future. A future with polygamy where there was actually a queen or alpha female, and women below her that were down to threes and fours looks-wise, that all shared the same chat at the top, and they worked and kept busy. I pointed out to him that those women probably wouldn't work once artificial intelligence and robots provided all of women's basic material needs. Women never seemed to tire of hedonism, so imagine 30 or 40 women not having to work all day fighting to get as much attention as they can from Chad, while raising his babies. But what happens to all the unemployed men that aren't good looking enough and don't have the resources to have a harem of their own, of 30 or 40 women? I'll discuss that in more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the human society being turned into an ant colony, clown world show. So we now know what the ideal female society is. 20 or 30 women having all their physical needs met by artificial intelligence and robots while competing with one another to get Chad's attention. But what would an ideal male society look like? Most people would say there's no such thing because we all want a harem. And we all can't have a harem of women. But if we can use technology on one side with AI and robotics to give women everything they want, then why can't we do the same for men on the other? Lover bots and virtual sex and artificial wombs. A place where we can have as much sex as we want on tap with machines, the way we have it in a crude sort of way with porn right now. We have to figure this out. Recently I watched a Jordan Peterson video where he was talking to someone else, and the other guy mentioned that on Tinder there was one guy that got 20,000 or 200,000 matches. I can't exactly remember which number, but that's a lot. And he could basically be classified as a GigaChad. I couldn't find it, so I shared a different Peterson video in the description about that. So the GigaChad on Tinder was getting a free Tinder Gold account, because Tinder wanted the women on their platform to stick around. Because I'm assuming that's what's bringing in the 10 plus million paying simps on their platforms every year. That produces a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio of men on Tinder compared to women. So one guy is bringing in all the women, and then all those women are bringing in 3 times more men. But you just know that there are a lot more men there, and 90%+ of them aren't really getting any matches. Tinder seems to be having the same sort of effect on human mating that early agriculture did. the winners during that revolution were very few men, and 50 to 100 women reproduced for every one man that did. We could be heading there now thanks to Tinder and AI. So if that happens, we're going to have to imagine that ideal male society. Storm said that there would basically be a splitting off of the species, kind of like the Eloy and Morlocks from H.G. Wells' Time Machine, only based on sex instead of the upper class and the lower class, or the working class in that book. But getting back to the perfect male society. Once we had technology to take care of our reproductive and sexual desires, for the most part, outside of female companionship and validation, we would see a society where it would appear as though the average male IQ would rise roughly 20 points or so. It would only appear to be that way because we would have way more free time to work on our personal and collective problems, because we weren't being bogged down by relationships. But our minds would also be far less distracted. We would quickly build up infrastructure that did need much maintenance. Think back to ancient Rome. Most buildings were built with stone and they could last for thousands of years. Even buildings from 1 or 2,000 years ago were built to last for hundreds of years. Once that was done, we would work on space travel and understanding the mysteries of the universe, instead of the mysteries of Muff. At first, many of us would have an existential crisis, because the old purpose of a wife in dealing with her BS and loving her would fly out the window. Maybe there would be trade between the male and female societies. I suspect that surplus female sexuality would be sold to men, because 30 women can't sleep with the same chat at the same time, and men would trade new experiences and technologies and male attention for allowing themselves to be friend-zoned. But why would women trade sex if they had something like a Star Trek replicator or robots that could produce all the physical goods that she ever wanted? She wouldn't need to marry and divorce rape a simp. Maybe they would sell their bodies in a friends with benefits arrangement, perhaps. But you definitely know they need emotional tampons, and they'd be willing to pay for that. I'll have to think about it some more. Storm also mentioned to me that he had the fear of being alone and never feeling sexual pleasure again. I mentioned that maybe that's what we men need to do. Overcome the fear of being alone. He thinks that the perfect material world that I describe for women would be a debaucherous, narcissistic hellhole, and the world for men would be a far more calm and civilized place. Storm is also in South African society that's splitting along skin color instead of sex. When we spoke, he wanted to figure out if he should fight or flee from what was happening in his country. He decided to eventually find a community that serves two purposes that I could see. One would be as a buffer because people there are armed and have 10 guns per person, and also because if he has to fight, it would be a lot easier to deal with like-minded individuals instead of waiting off some lonely place all alone to be picked off one by one. I've been dealing with similar thoughts regarding the jabs in Canada. What I would do if I was forced to get one? Where would I go? I thought about hiding in the woods, but doing that in a cold place alone doesn't really offer a good chance for survival. I can't leave Canada on a plane right now, not without a jab. All I can do is go west, into the conservative heartland of Canada, and make a stand with people there that don't want a jab. I suspect that in eastern Canada, most people will fold and get it by force. Around 88-89% of people here have it already. What if, hypothetically speaking, 2 or 3% haven't gotten it, and then they start giving it to the kiddies? Then, hypothetically, some of the kiddies start dying, and who do you think they'll blame? The 2 to 3% unjabbed that will need to be sent into nice quarantine facilities to protect the youngsters. I can discuss the dynamics behind the perfect male and female societies all I want, but right now I'm more concerned with the potentially tyrannical society that I'm living in. I'm hopeful though with the Australians fighting back and the jab passports being cancelled in many European countries. So maybe reason and rationality are on their way to being restored and we're just going to have to deal with Corona becoming endemic instead of it being a pandemic. As for the ideal male society, I think the built environment would be built to last and beautiful, while the female one would be more decadent and constantly changing, because women tend to be bored of their surroundings and require constant renovations. I think a male environment would look like what you'd see on an Imperial starship in Star Wars, basic black and white and gray color schemes, kind of like what the office environments we see built are around us today. Cars would be built to last 20 or 30 years. Women's society, on the other hand, would have built-in obsolescence, not because there would be an economic need to replace things to keep the economy going, but because women would be constantly needing upgrades. They also appear to practice hypergamy with their home electronics and home decor. Men would be too busy exploring our minds in outer space that we would actually want things to last as long as possible, so we wouldn't have to be inconvenienced by repairs and the replacement of our technology and homes. We'd put metal roof tiles on our houses in order to make them as maintenance-free as possible. Without the constant drive to have sex, which would be a need filled instantly using technology, we'd focus on developing our minds instead. At least that's what I'm hoping. Most of us are also fine in small homes that require low maintenance, but the woman's ideal world would be one filled with suburban neighborhoods filled with McMansions, where Chad would spend a different night in a different house with a different gal. But unfortunately, our future looks more like one of universal basic income. That certainly wouldn't give women what they want. It also won't be a world that men want because we hate it when other people do the work for us and provide us everything. We then become hedonistic and are eventually depressed, even if we get what we want. We will just work and create things for fun because the problem for men is that we have to be a slave to something. If we aren't a slave to the woman we call wife, then we have to find another form of slavery, our own perhaps. We only feel free when we're slaves. Women, on the other hand, feel like they're slaves when they're free. If you want proof of that, then look at women that lived at home in the 1950s and 60s, taking care of their families with tons of free time during the day. For them, that was slavery. But working for a corporation, now that's freedom, baby. Women work to feel free. Men work to stay sane. Both sexes have a love-hate relationship with work, it seems. Universal basic income, if most of us aren't disciplined enough to create our own purpose, we'll find ourselves going through the process of self-destruction mentally and emotionally first. And then some of us physically, if we don't have the medication available at hand to deal with it. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that 100 women want to smash the same Chad the Lad in a society that looks more like a human beehive. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps women's ideal world where they consume the entire planet until all of our ecosystems collapse away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.